Piccadilly Press presents Bronte Tempestra and the Ice Warriors, written by Bex Hogan and read by Aisha Carla. Ellie, we did it. We found the lightning steeds. They were trapped in the forest by a horrible scientist called Ackley. He was using their lightning to power his nasty machines, which were mutating all the woodland animals. I was attacked by zombits and squeevils and badlies, but somehow survived. And with Lord Errol's help, the Griffin Lord I met, did I mention him in my last letter? We stopped Ackley and freed the lightning steeds. They're back in the skies of the Storm Kingdom now, along with the Thunder Trolls and Ackley himself. It was a thrilling adventure. But I'm looking forward to just enjoying school now. Hope all is well at POOP. Miss you. B. Kiss. P.S. Don't tell anyone about this. It's top secret. School Diary, Day 64. Can't believe how fast this first term is going. A small part of the forest has been declared safe, and it's been fun to do forest care classes and not have the creatures trying to eat me. Lady Fennel is doing an amazing job demonstering them, but I miss her. Hope she comes back soon. Tempestra, I hope this letter finds you happy and healthy. My work in the forest is going well, but it's taking longer than expected. Ackley mutated a lot of animals. I've asked Lambton to keep a special eye out for you while I'm away. I think you'd enjoy spending time around the boars, and Lambton is happy for you to help. He knows what it is to be an outsider. Hope to see you before the winter break. Fennel. Knights Weekly. The annual Welcome Winter Jousting Tournament took place this weekend and has given us a new champion. Sir Montford Mallow, rising star of the tournaments, has beaten the previous record held for many years by Sir Roland Ripple. Asked how he felt about his victory, Sir Mallow said, "I've always known I was capable of becoming the best knight ever. It's no surprise at all to me that I've not only won, but smashed all previous records." Sir Ripple was not available for comment. Realms Roundup. School staffing shenanigans. Rumour has it that all is not well at Sir Sebastian's school for squires. First, there was the sudden retirement of Headmaster Sir Percival Blake, only days into the new term. And now, according to one disgruntled parent, there aren't enough teachers at all. We hear that Sir Blake's replacement, Sir Caliphus, spends all his time up in his tower, presumably doing whatever it is that headmasters do, while newly appointed Lady Fennel went on temporary leave less than a week after starting her post. "That's what you get for hiring a woman," the unhappy parent said. "Not up to the task." He also reported that his son was told the arrival of new staff had been delayed due to the damage caused by the Thunder Troll's recent rampage. But this parent is sceptical. "It's all gone downhill since they let girls in," he said. "My son is in the same class as one, and she's been nothing but trouble." We reached out to Sir Sebastian's for comment and were told, "Absolutely everything is fine." B, I can't believe it's only a few more weeks until the winter break. I'm so looking forward to visiting the Snow Kingdom with my family. We're going to do everything snowy I can think of. Snow angels, frozen bubble bashing, and building the biggest snowman ever made. We're going to stay in a snow cottage, and I'm going to do all the snow sports. Blizzard ball, ice cave diving.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?